When I was growing up, we had two gardens in our backyard. We had a vegetable garden and we had a flower garden. And when I was old enough, I remember going with my mom to shop, to the garden shop, whatever place, whatever you call it, in the spring to buy different seeds. You know, seeds for carrots or for corn or pumpkin to plant in the vegetable garden. And when she said the time was right for planting, we would go out with our little shovels and kneeling pad and gardening gloves to go out and plant the seeds. And after they were planted, we would water them and just wait with bated breath for something to come out of the ground. And in only a few days, we would begin to see little plants coming up, and so we would go to our mom and have her come over and say, "Is this what we planted?" And more times than not, the first plants that came out of the ground were not what we planted, but weeds. And I quickly learned that there was much more to gardening than simply sowing and reaping a harvest. But also, just as important, is the seemingly constant task of weeding, pulling out dandelions and creeping charlie and thistles. And no matter how many times we went to pull the weeds, they always kept coming back. And there were also times I would get weary of this, and I would, when going out to weed in Saturday mornings for chores, I would leave some that I didn't think were my mom would see or I didn't think were a big deal, or it's just one more than I was willing to do that day, and of course, it kept growing, and there were times when our garden became more of a weed garden than a flower garden or a vegetable garden. But this memory of childhood reminds me of the gospel we hear today. We hear about the thistles that choke the word and how our hearts are like a garden. We hear that our hearts are like a garden in which the seed of the word is sown and in which there are these different soils, these different obstacles sometimes to the seed growing in our hearts. And so I think it's important to go back to the gospel a little bit because unlike most of his parables, Jesus himself tells us the interpretation of the parable. So we'll go back and listen again to what Jesus told us about the parable of the sower. We hear first about the seed sown on the path with the birds, and he says that this is like one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one, the birds, come down and steal away what was sown in the heart. We might also think of the Pharisees who during the time of Jesus did not understand his teaching, and rather than hearing his word and repenting and changing their lives, they heard his word and chose rather to seek his destruction. We also hear about the seed sown on rocky ground, which is like one who hears the word and first receives it with joy, but when some tribulation or persecution comes, he falls away because he does not have those deep roots. We might think in the Gospels of the crowd on Palm Sunday that followed Jesus wanting to crown him king one day and only a few days later seeking out to crucify him. There's also the seed sown in thorns, which is like one who hears the word, but worldly anxiety and the lure of riches chokes the word and it does not bear fruit. This is like the rich young man who we hear in the Gospels comes to Jesus asking, "What more do I need to do to inherit the kingdom? I have kept all of the commandments since my youth. What more must I do?" And Jesus tells him, "Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me." And choked by his worldly anxieties and riches, the young man goes away sad. Finally, we hear about the seed sown on rich soil, which is the one who hears the word and understands it, who bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. And in the scriptures, we can think of the apostles who, after Pentecost, receive the Spirit with his gift of understanding the word, and then go forth to the ends of the earth to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to proclaim the word even to the point of death. And so this parable of the sower describes not just the hearts of the Pharisees or the rich young man or the disciples, but it also describes the garden of our own hearts. And for each of us, our hearts are not simply one of these things. It is not simply that one person's heart is the path and one person's heart is the thorns and one person's heart is the rich soil. But rather, our hearts are this mixture of rich soil and rocky soil, of the path with the birds and of the thorns and the weeds. And so the great news of our gospel is that the sower does not just sow the word in our hearts, but he's also that gardener who's willing to come with us into our heart and to do the work of tilling the soil, of fertilizing the soil, of enriching the soil, weeding the soil, so that we might bear greater fruit. In our first reading, the prophet Isaiah tells us the promise of the Lord that my word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will. And so this is the promise that the Lord desires to fulfill in each one of our hearts, that he plants the seed of the word in our hearts. And he promises us that it will not return to him void if we are willing to open our hearts to him and to allow him with us to transform our heart. And so today, let us ask for the grace during this Mass, as we offer our hearts on the altar, to let Jesus, the gardener, in, and for him to show us what needs to be pruned, what needs to be removed, but also what he desires to deepen, that richness that he desires to go even deeper with us, and to ask him for the courage to allow him to transform our hearts.